I'm Father Ralph, and you're in the Red Room. Tonight, we're going to hear from former President Aidan Tompkins, Steds Jr., and former Hall President. Later, we'll hear from President Daniel Young and Vice President Aidan Resner, student body government, and Stedsman. And we'll have good news and weather with Nikolai. All of this is happening now in the Red Room. Nikolai, welcome.
Here we are. Oh my gosh, we are coming off a jam-packed weekend.
We are. I have to stop you right now. How was Junior Parent Weekend?
Oh, it was literally, I couldn't have dreamed of something better. It was phenomenal.
Really?
Well, minus the weather, my poor parents have never been so cold. They were like, I don't even want to look at the campus. Let's just stay in Steds and be warm. But they powered through, and it was phenomenal. The president's dinner was, you know, Father Jenkins went all out. He really nailed it. And
he did.
I saw you at the mass too.
I did. You know, usually that's the extent of my participation. I never go to the dinner. How was the dinner?
The dinner was it's tables of eight.
I thought it was tables of nine.
Oh, it was nine. Yeah, that's what I meant. Tables of nine. Well, I was thinking of mom's weekend tables. Yeah.
Ten.
Yeah, we've upgraded for mom's weekend.
I think they're tables of ten.
Yes, but either way, wrong on 0-for-2, and the dinner was phenomenal. So we had tables of nine, mm-hmm. and we did not book our table fast enough. So we were in the back third, which actually was like pretty sharp because you had the back screen, so it was like you were in the front. And the performance, so they had a couple speakers from the class of 2025. Those were not so hot. Mm-hmm. But when Father Jenkins came up, he said he left his best speech for last for his 19th Junior Parents Weekend, and he left it all out there, left it all on the floor.
Oh, wow.
So he did it where it was a slideshow from when he was a kid at Junior Parents Weekend, when he was a junior, to now as his final departing year as a president. So
wow,
he took us through the timeline, and it was phenomenal.
Pretty witty.
Yeah. So got 15 minutes of Father Jenkins' best and brightest wisdom.
Wow. How about the dinner? Was it rubber chicken?
Well, so we get that lovely rubber chicken that just goes down well.
But it's Amish made.
Is it really?
I don't know.
It tasted Amish made. And they had incredible Brussels sprouts. Oh, wow. It was phenomenal.
How was the line for the glass of wine?
There was no bar whatsoever. No wine, nothing. Just
what?
Water.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
You know, that's...
That'd be like, you know, going over for someone's house for dinner and them having no bread.
It's unbelievable. I guess they thought... I don't know what they thought. I mean, they just dropped
the
ball.
They dropped the ball on that one. Wow.
So at least you didn't have to wait in the line, but there was nothing else to really wait for.
Oh, that's sad. Well, you know, I guess we did find the one gray cloud in this.
Well, you know, another gray cloud. If you depend on how you look at it, gray cloud, but they had the class rings that were for sale.
Oh.
So they had a discount, a mighty $150 discount on those class rings. Mm. And that doesn't really do much. That's not much of a dent on those suckers. So the like there's like five sizes. Obviously, for men, there's two realistic sizes. Mm-hmm. And the starting price is like $1,600.
Whoa!
So that's a real chunk of change there.
Wow, go start selling some plasma.
Oh, I better get out there fast.
Oh my
Maybe I'll
God.
Sell my hair for mullets weekend.
Yeah, you could. You could sell that hair. Now, did you like the Steds reception?
We had a little bit of an accoutrement out there with some cookies and and cups of coffee.
Cups for coffee.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, we all know that Steds doesn't really do a big thing for Junior Parent Weekend.
We save it all up.
We save it all up for Mom's Weekend. But yet we still acknowledged everyone's presence. We had a tray of cookies from Martin's. We had oatmeal raisin and chocolate chip. And you could have coffee at the coffee machine.
Yeah, so my dad actually was like, what is this doing here? He was in shock we had a machine like this. He has one at his work. So he was like, I am in shock. So you know what? We're doing something right.
Well, you know, we got to say thank you, Chris Scott. Thank you so much for making that possible.
We're doing something
so
right out here.
We got a good friend in Chris Scott. You know, we put out all the different creamers. And there's one creamer that's brand new that was not there, but is there now.
Ooh.
Italian sweet cream.
Wow, interesting.
Now, are you a coffee guy?
No, remember I told you I'm a tea man myself.
Well, you should try it.
I
just give it a go.
Give it a go.
You give the old college go.
Give it the old college go. That's beautiful.
Well, you know, and that sounds like a lot like our basketball team.
Oh,
how
my
is
gosh.
The men? How is the men's basketball
They're
team?
They're not just giving it a college go. They are really, really working out there. Three wins in a row, and I'm surprised, to say the least, but they are no longer last in the ACC, which that's a huge. They're up to, I think they're 13th now in the ACC. So give them a nice round of applause. They've won their last three games. They just won against Louisville handedly by 22 points.
Wow!
So I mean, that's
take
like,
that Louisville.
it's really been a lot of fun out there.
And at the same time, our Stead's hockey team.
Oh my gosh! They just keep there.
They're in the finals.
They are on a roll.
Yeah. There, you know, it's fire on ice, folks.
Fire on ice.
It's not the ice capades here, you know. It's the ice follies. It's fire on ice. Those guys are on in fuego.
In fuego.
And I mean, it's Spanish for on fire.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
But no, they have been superissimo. Another little bit of Spanish there. But and honestly, all Stead sports have just been on a roll. Athletics are good. Dorm culture is great. Presidents out. I mean, student body presidents are.
Yeah. And the sun is shining. I mean, what can you ask for? Anything more?
What are we not doing?
Well, you know, the one thing that I'm really worried about, you know, when everything's going right, then all of a sudden doom and disaster happen.
Uh-oh.
Folks, we are on a time bomb. And I'm not talking about anything financially. I'm talking about the Swift-Kelsey relationship.
Oh.
Folks, we are on thin ice. Because you know what? People are now realizing this is all a sham.
Really? So I haven't been keeping up. I haven't been reading my Daily Mail every morning.
Well, that was in the Daily Mail. It confirmed my suspicions all along, which is this is a relationship of convenience that both of them got something out of. And, you know, maybe they might have found love, you know.
In the process.
In the process, but it's not going to sustain it because it was never built upon it.
You don't say.
No. That's... And so now all the prognosticators are saying that a breakup is imminent.
Really?
An imminent relationship. Ooh. Yes, breakup. So I think we're just going to have to stand by and wait for a little more there. But it's on the horizon.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. But you know what else is on the horizon?
Ooh, what's on the horizon?
More great food at Ed's. Because you know what? Oh. They got Shamrock Shakes again.
It's that time of the year.
For a limited time only. Yes. Yes, they got mint chocolate chip. And they're serving up, you know, with real milk. Take that, McDonald's. Shamrock Shakes.
What can't we do? And inflation hasn't touched that either. No, it's just the gift that keeps on giving.
Yes, inflation has not touched that at all. No. And once again, you can get that again. All that goodness for $2.
Whoa.
$2. A handcrafted shake.
This is handcrafted. This isn't just coming out of a box.
It could have been hand-churned as well. You know, I don't know. But we'll have to ask the ice cream makers. I'm not sure about that. But that is going on. There's going to be some other things coming out for the spring. But it was so popular that we had a run on shakes that I had to go out and buy 4 gallons of more ice cream because the demand is just there.
It's through the roof.
It is through the roof.
How did it start, the Shamrock Shake?
Well, you know, what do you think of when you think of March, you think of spring, you think of green, you think of St. Patrick's Day, shamrocks, Shamrock Shakes.
Boom.
You know, Christmas time, peppermint shakes. But unfortunately, we couldn't do it this year because we couldn't find any peppermint ice cream.
I remember this.
Yeah, it was a drought. I mean, folks,
peppermint drought.
I don't know if there was some supply chain problem there or, you know, COVID.
Suez Canal
entry, you know. I don't know, but I don't know, you know. We need our peppermint ice cream at Stead's, and we just weren't able to deliver. But folks, don't worry. We still delivered smiles because that's what Ed's does. Everything with a smile. And you know what else?
Ooh.
We are going to be, I think, and I'm and maybe I can let this out of the bag.
Cat out of the bag early.
Cat out of the bag. We are going to be serving up something really special, and I think I can talk about it now.
Ooh.
Even though Isaiah, the manager, is not here, we're going to be offering spring rolls.
Get out.
Yeah. Spring rolls.
Really?
Yeah.
And like, how are we making these spring rolls? I mean, this...
Yeah, well, how are we making them? Well, you know, the fun thing is I think they're going to be pre-made, and we're just going to, you know, serve them up, you know. They're going to be made the Ed's oven, but we're just going to get them like at Costco or GFS, wherever. And then what we're going to do is we're going to pass the savings on to all of our customers. So, you know, so that's going to be great.
That's awesome.
Yes, but you know what else is great?
Ooh, what is great?
This show. I think we got to get it going on.
We sure do. Enough ads for us for now. Okay,
let's get it on.
Let's get it on.
Get it on. All right, Nikolai, our first guest tonight is none other than our former Hall president, Aidan Tompkins. Aidan, Mr. President, welcome.
The man himself.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, it's always good to see you, Mr. President. I'm pouring myself a cup of tea here, you know, just a little pick-me-up here, you know. I'm getting a little old, a little tired. Biorhythms low. But, you know, you may have had a... You had some issues too, didn't you? You had dysfunctional, disassociation or dissociation?
Yeah, so I was learning about this in one of my classes. There's something called phantom limb syndrome, which is when somebody who's missing one of their limbs, they still can like feel it and get pain.
Ew.
Wait, but I'm looking at you. Yeah. You got two arms, you got two legs. You're not missing any limbs.
Well, Father, I'm talking about phantom mullet syndrome.
Oh, wow, folks.
Yeah, after our battle with malaria, I got my mullet chopped. I got a mullet and then later got it chopped because, you know, interviews and whatnot. I think I was a little too intimidating for my classmates. They weren't speaking up as much. The discussions were really falling low.
I see.
I got it chopped, but I kept finding myself going to fix the back of my hair only for my hands to keep moving through nothing.
Oh, no way.
Oh, no. So people are like looking at you like, wow, he's crazy.
Yeah. More than usual. Yeah.
So did you ever see anyone notice that? Like someone in Duncan Student Center saw you at Chick-fil-A line do that? Or?
Not that I think it was one of those things where it would happen and I'd be so embarrassed I would just put my head down. I couldn't even see if anybody saw it.
People quickly looked away.
Yeah, exactly.
Looking at the ceiling. Yeah, okay. Well, so did you ever have that, Nikolai?
You know, this year was tough on me. I did not get a mullet this year at all, so...
Well, I know, but in the past...
Well, no, so the difference was, like, instead of not having that phantom issue, it's like seeing everyone else. I was on the other side, where I was the one jealous.
Oh.
It was more of a, like...
Envy,
jealousy,
yes.
Disappointment in my own self. Self-esteem was low.
All valid responses to not get promoted against malaria.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you know, the Lord say, don't covet your neighbor's goods.
It's very true.
So
those were good goods, though.
I guess I know you were coveting that hair. You should have got a mullet. You wouldn't have to, have to worry about the Ten Commandments. But no, I would say I don't think I had phantom mullet syndrome. Mm-hmm. But when I had my mullet last year, I could feel, my hair back there. It was like resting on my shoulders almost. And it was like a friend. You know, I'd shave my hair, and I could feel it move around. Yeah. And, if you notice, I'm growing my hair out.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's coming in.
It's thick in the back.
Yeah, it's thick in the back. And, but when it got chopped off, it's kind of like I felt freer and I could run faster.
Mm.
But I felt like I was missing a friend.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, someone... I was missing a wingman, and I felt like I'm going in, and I don't have someone cover me in the Death Star trench. it's like where I'm. So anyway, so now, do you still feel the effects of that phantom mullet syndrome?
I think it's starting to dissipate a little bit. There is something where I realize when I run, I don't feel the wind in my hair anymore, which I miss, to be quite honest with you. Really made me feel like I was doing something. But besides that, I think it's starting to slowly go away, but the memory remains.
I see. So is there anything that you do that kind of like, unfortunately brings up the mullet memories? I mean, like, do you have like a cup of tea and all of a sudden you have flashbacks? you walk by the barber shop and you see a mop of hair on the floor?
I think it's whenever I see my hairbrush because I don't use it until my hair gets that long. I never use it, and then I'll be looking for something in my bathroom drawer, and then I'll have to jump back. I'll see the brush and start getting flashbacks.
I see. And so, when you get those, what do? You grab onto something?
Mouth usually begins to foam, and my roommates will put a blanket over my shoulders and guide me to the couch until I get
It's going to be okay.
Yeah. It's going to be okay. You know, I don't know. I just kind of like... was resigned to the fact that I had lost a friend.
Yeah.
And just moved on. But this friend is coming back, and I can feel him coming
back.
It's
here back. To
stay. Sweet. And I didn't run my hand through my hair as much as I just shook my head.
I
and
don't
I
feel
was
it.
Just, like, shaking it, And you know, I felt like a Vidal Sassoon hair model, you know, or Paul Mason or whatever, Paul Masson or whatever. What, or just wait, he makes wine. Never mind. Sorry, folks, that was really just tea I'm drinking. It's really tea. But anyway, well, we're glad that you got a mullet. And, you know, Nikolai, you know, well.
I've got to aspire to be like this. First the president, now a four-year mullet wearer. I mean, what am I not doing with my life?
A lot.
Not enough.
Clearly. Now, in addition to the mullet, you know, do you ever have like flashbacks to being president? Because because we're nearing. I bring this up because you're a former Hall president.
Yes.
You had to let go of the reins once.
Yeah.
You know, for President Dane Storch, who we honored and feted on President's Day.
Ooh.
With cherry pies.
Classic.
You know, cherry pie is, you know, synonymous with number one. George Washington.
Really? Is it just tea?
It's the quintessential American dessert. And so that's great to honor a president that way. But now we're coming up to another Hall election here in early March.
Yeah.
And we're going to go through that whole process. Is that going to unearth something, dislodge something that's going to bubble up to the top, and we're going to have to, you know, rush you to talk to some talking heads?
I got to say, I'm very excited for this upcoming election. Not to say Dane's not doing a good job. Dane's doing a great job.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm interested to see who's running, because this is going to be the freshman class when I was president who are running for now their year. So I'm really curious to see who steps up and who thinks it's their time. I've got some names in my head, if I'm honest with you. I've not shared them with anybody.
Okay.
As to not muddy the waters.
Okay. Well, you know what we'll do is at the end of this broadcast, we're going to ask you to write them down on a post-it note. We'll keep it locked up.
In an envelope.
Yeah. In an envelope. We'll hermetically seal it in a mayonnaise jar.
Perfect.
And put it on the back of Funk and Wagnall's cart. That's an old joke, folks. If you know that what I'm referencing, you'll find it funny, I hope. But we'll put those names down, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
You know, the one thing I would say is that, you know, we have a healthy love of democracy here in the Hall.
We love it. Yes.
You know, and everyone loves that their moment in the town square, in the Hall square.
Yeah.
You know, and hold court. But I do want to ask, what is something that you found surprising about, you know, being Hall president? Taking on that mantle is one thing, but living it out is another thing. And what's something that you think that, like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that, you know, as Hall president, I'd have to be responsible for this. You know, helping the wayward and recalcitrant Nikolai, become more of a gentleman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think the biggest surprise to me was just how much growth you're able to see from your freshman class in year one. I was expecting all of them to, you know, come in, be like just graduating senior year of high school and be a little bit out of place in a college environment. But seeing them from the first day of orientation to the last day of class of yacht dance, totally different people.
So you're referencing the freshmen.
Yeah, the freshmen.
Under your care.
Yeah, they...
Ooh. Under your aegis.
I hope that I was able to impart some wisdom onto them. Like, I remember one of the first days of orientation, one of the kids asking me, he goes, Aiden, how do I meet girls here? And I was like, you are talking to the wrong guy. But it was just, like, styles of questions like that versus towards the end more, whether it be, like, oh, how do I get on a good SIBC team, or what are certain clubs I should be involved in, things like that, where you just kind of see them really kind of lock in and become like a real college student. It was really cool to see.
They grow up so fast.
Yeah. Do you know, Nikolai, you know what I'm getting here? I'm getting the image of a mother bald eagle.
I was seeing a shepherd.
I think my hairline's pretty good.
No. No, you know, helping the little eaglets learn how to fly.
And then throwing them out of the nest.
They go on their yacht dance and
frolic off, and
then there they go,
and hopefully they return.
You know, and
they always do,
and they always do. And you know, one day he's at the center of it all, and then the next day he's out
and off campus,
off campus, and you know, a regular citizen, but always the president in our hearts.
Oh, never not the president.
No. Now, let me ask: what is something like, you know, when the
president of the United States leaves office, mm-hmm. supposedly they always write a letter for the incoming president.
Yeah.
What would you say to the incoming president? You know, I don't want you to divulge what you said to Dane.
Oh, of course not.
But what would you say to this next president's coming in? What advice would you give?
I would say be willing to listen to what the hall believes is the best course of action, but be firm in how you stand. You don't want to be, like, wishy-washy to start. And then also one of the things that I felt I did not do a great job of was I was a little bit too firm in my decision, where I would decide something and then that was kind of how we were moving forward, which, looking back, I think I could have been a little bit more open to input, where of course I was always looking for input, but I wanted to make sure I wasn't somebody who was just getting like steamrolled over and over, because, you know, sometimes you'll have a guy who's leading a group and you're like, we can just do whatever we want.
Yeah.
And I wanted to make sure that wasn't the case, and I think I may have overcorrected for that. And then the second thing is rely on your VPs. Definitely you should be doing like the brunt of the work. You should be doing a lot, but make sure you're utilizing your VPs, because they will be happy for it, you will be happy for it, and the hall will be happy for it, because whatever you do is going to be much better.
You know, Nikolai, I would have said to the answer to that question, be careful of manic Mondays.
Speaking from experience there.
Yeah, manic Mondays, you know. I think, you know, you guys, didn't you have to go to, like, some HPC meeting?
Oh, yeah.
Hall President's Council
meeting? Yeah, Hall President's Council. That was one thing I did not rely on my vice presidents for. I felt it would be cruel to send them into just the muck of bureaucracy. Every week, we'd have to go to Hall President's Council meetings. We'd do roll call, which was a big chunk of the meeting. I felt they could have streamlined it a lot. Then we'd hear all the halls complain about what was going on, whether it be funding, a rector they don't care for.
Oh, wow.
Could it be us? Wow.
I know. You know, I felt that. Yeah. I thought there was a few effigies burned of me over there.
I feel it.
I saw that. All of the halls that were hated me, you know. Yeah. That's why I'm always so careful when I walk around campus. I'm afraid of, you know, being taken out. Not anymore by a scooter.
No.
So you would go over to La Fortune Student Center, up on the second floor, or whatever mezzanine level or whatever it is, and you would go in there. How long would these meetings last for?
The first meeting was about an hour long.
Oh,
the room was about 90 degrees. They're trying to sweat us out, I think. And towards the end of the year, they went down in length a little bit, but they would hover around like half an hour.
Oh my gosh.
I thought I could have just gone in and said, hello, I'm here, and then left. But if we didn't go, I would have been impeached. Something we were thinking about doing towards the end of the year was, we realized the time it would take to impeach our administration was beyond how many meetings were left. So I was thinking we just stopped going to the meetings, because by the time SAO got around to having impeachment hearings, because they have hearings for us.
What on earth?
It is, Nikolai, it is bureaucrat city over there.
Oh my, red tape.
It would have just been too late. We'd been like, I'm already out of office. You can't impeach me. I'm out of office.
You can't touch me.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we hold a special election and we vote him back.
We send him back to Bergstrom.
The people have spoken. And if they said he's precluded from the election, then you know what? Then you're perverting democracy.
The people have spoken.
Now, what is one of the most outrageous claims or complaints you heard from there? If you don't mind, can we open up that Pandora's box?
You were talking about flashbacks earlier. This is a
this is a big one.
This is a part of my mind I put under lock and key and threw into a river.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't want to be a doctor reopening old wounds, but there were some pretty frivolous ones.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, just ridiculous ones, and then also just crazy asks, like people coming to us being like, oh, do you want to do this event? It would just be the worst event you've ever heard of. And then I'd say, no, we don't want to do that event. And then they take it so personally. And I'd be like, guys, it's just not fun. I'm sorry. Like, you know what I mean? And I'd be so kind about it.
But. Oh, yeah, you know you are. Yeah, I would just say, I'm sorry, but our dance card is full.
So. Yeah.
There's only so much we can do.
We have a wake for a goldfish. So what would you say is something you don't miss about being hall president. I mean, clearly, I mean, you do miss all the supplicants coming up to you and shaking your hand and white envelopes and hoping that your first child is very masculine. Kissing the ring and all that stuff. You miss all of those trappings.
Yeah.
You know, and the cherry pies.
Oh, yes.
But what is something you don't miss?
I would say the emails I get from all the random people on campus who think hall council is their time to speak to the hall. I would get emails from people saying, we have a short presentation, it's only 20 minutes long. And I go, yeah, that's kind of all of hall council. And then they'd get really upset if I didn't respond to them or said no. So what I would usually do is I would not respond to the first email. Then if they kept sending me emails, I'd respond saying, hello, I'm just seeing this. thank you for reaching out, but unfortunately St. Edward's Hall does not have time in our hall council to be able to allocate to this event. We have a jam-packed schedule for the rest of the semester, something like that. So I try to be kind, but then even then I'd still get some pushback sometimes, and then it's not happening. It's not happening.
My hands are tied.
Yeah, exactly. My hands are tied. I tied them, but they're tied.
Well, you were under his tutelage here, Nikolai.
It was very well run. You come in there. Sometimes there was food. Most times there was food. And you sit in, and you just sit back and watch the show, and you get all the news, 10 minutes. Then the back 10, we're just chatting.
Back 10.
and then it's over.
And then it's good news.
and then it's Friday.
Yes. Do you know, most people might think, like, you know, Nikolai, that hall government really is just, you know, something that kids do and make them feel good. And there's some feel-good people.
There's a lot of that, I'll be honest.
People want it on their resume.
On their resume. You know, and the people that I can't stand the most are the people in the judicial council.
Oh, my God.
The worst.
One time they got on my case that somehow it was my duty to submit candidates to them. And they needed to keep a timeline. And we got in a phone call. They called me up.
Yeah.
This is not my duty. This is someone else. I'm like the monarch. I can't get into to the democracy here.
Yeah.
You know, and I directed them to the person who was in charge of organizing all of this. They said, but it's your responsibility. I said, it's not my responsibility. Well, don't blame me. I'm just trying to uphold the constitution of student activities.
These students?
Like, oh my God, we have a constitution.
We have a
like, holy cow. But, you know, but in all honesty, in all truth, you know, St. Ed's, you know, wouldn't be what St. Ed's is if we didn't have, you know, people like President Aiden taking on that mantle of leadership. Because, you know, there's no way I could effectively, even with the staff, run a hall, you know, and make it what it is. It's all of us working together. And I must admit, and I'm not trying to, you know, give you a gold star here, but you know, Aiden falls in a long line of many great hall presidents. And I think something early on, that one thing I made sure that we did was always have a good working relationship. And to get, we're working for the same thing. And we can be on the same page, and we can become each other's greatest allies. And I don't think every rector really understands that. Like, somehow we're like, you know, he's representing the mob, and I'm trying to, Law and Order in Candyland over here. You know,
trying to get the RICO case.
Exactly. You know, and it's never that, and it never will be as long as I'm here. And I, you know, folks, this is a really important job, and we can never say thank you enough and give you enough kudos for all that you do. So, Mr. President, you're always my president.
Oh, Father, relax.
I want to create a shirt. Aiden Tompkins, my president. He's my president, you know. So anyway, so now with you out of office, you know, and enjoying all those perks, what do you enjoy doing these days? Long walks?
Oh, you know.
Ice cream afternoons?
Well, this upcoming week, three major events.
Ooh.
We've got Steds is in the hockey championship.
Oh, when is that?
Tuesday night. Yeah, Tuesday night. I believe it's Tuesday night.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but Tuesday night against Bomber Hall.
Ooh.
Who, for those at home who don't know, I'm living with some Bomber guys this year.
Uh-oh.
So there's been a lot of talk in the house, a lot of debate, a lot of who's going to win, who's not going to win.
Yeah.
So I told them I'd be behind the Steds bench coaching.
Yeah. And they went, oh, looks like we know where your loyalty lies. And I went, yeah, that wasn't a secret. yeah, exactly. What were you expecting, guys? And so still keep it up with the hall. We've got a stand-up show on Thursday, which I'm excited about. It's at Legends. We're back at Legends. Ooh. Kicked out, but we're back. Kicked out, but we're back.
Kicked out, but back.
Yeah.
Legendary comeback.
I hope so.
You can't keep Mr. President in the corner.
Yeah. And then beyond that, you know, just staying with my studies. And that's about it, you know?
Well, you know, that's about all we can ask you to do.
You're doing more than most.
Well, Mr. President, he's my president, and he's active, and he's living a life, his best life. Yes. Thank you for helping us live our best life under your tutelage. Thank you, Mr. President, for coming in, talking about your administration, as well as the painful, debilitating disease of phantom mullet syndrome. Yeah. Thank you so very much.
Thank you for having me on.
All right. Didn't you like Mr. President?
Oh, my gosh. I just feel so bad for what he's suffering through, but he has suffered in success with how great he's done.
You know, maybe we should do a fundraiser for Phantom Mullet Syndrome. I mean, one cure has led into another problem, and now we need to take care of that.
It's crazy how that works.
You know, isn't it? Yeah. Well, that sounds like why we have government. You know? There's always a problem, and if we don't have a problem, we'll find one. Oh, my gosh. Speaking of government, we got our next guest here. Our next guest. Are, well, believe it or not, student body president and vice president, President Daniel Young, and Vice President Aiden Reznor. Welcome so much to the Red Room.
Father Ralph, thanks so much for having us. It's a pleasure to be on the Red Room.
Always a pleasure to be on
the Red Room. Oh, they're just saying that. They're missing a wine and cheese party.
How'd you know, Father?
And student government muckety mucks, right. Functionaries. Little Chardonnay, pinky out, and cheese cubes.
The board of trustees are waiting.
Yeah, that's right. Trustee shrimp. You know? I'm sure you've had trustee shrimp. It's big shrimp.
It's jumbo.
You know, they say you can always tell the importance of the party by the size of the shrimp.
That's true.
It's a motto that I live by for sure. Mm-hmm.
So you know, many a times people were saying Stids had a plan going on to take over the university. And I try to deny it, you know, hands down. You're like, no, I know we have our student body president and vice president from Steds. And then John was going to go. And I thought John was going to pass off the reins to me, carrying on that Omaha-Nebraska connection. But that kind of fell through. And then everything fell through. But we got you into your office.
This is true.
So mission accomplished. You were elected. And now we're almost have to say goodbye to you.
Yeah, Father. It's gone by in a blink. It really has. Everything I think that we've tried to do in the past years is bringing the spirit of St. Ed's to the wider university. And, you know, it's been tough, but, it's a mission that we've been fighting for the last year.
You know, it's an effervescent spirit that, you know, is contagious.
I can feel it in the air.
And you know, and it's drawing, engaging everyone. And some of those people, you know, have atrophy. And I'm not gonna, I know who you are. You know who you are. And I know you. At people who have atrophied here.
You hear me?
I'm calling for you. So I can understand the resentment, the reaction, the resistance, if you will. And you know, if you could speak to that a little more, like where did you find like headwinds that you didn't expect to see? You know, like we're implementing our platform here. Maybe I don't want to. You know, maybe you can talk about it in general terms. We don't want you to, you know, call someone out. You're still in office. You're lame decks. We don't want you to be lame decks.
Yeah, you know, I think one of the main things that we ran into were timeline discrepancies. You know, we're only in office for a year, and we have big plans. And sometimes the university doesn't really operate on that same timeline. The university has 5-year, 10-year, 15-year, 20-year plans. And we're not going to maybe be here to.
I really hope not. So, you know,
I mean, I might have to do a 5th year, but I don't plan on doing it in 7th or 8th year. You know, I think it's tough when you bring in a big idea and the university kind of looks at it as an ongoing project to be looked into on many different levels. Whereas we would like to see actionable items kind of a lot more quickly. But we understand that there's kind of a greater, you know, lot of different factors involved in kind of the bigger projects that we had to undertake.
I see. So is that what you're saying when you realize you didn't, you know, implement your platform?
Well, no,
I'm joking. You're a really good politician.
Yeah. We were able to do a lot, and this I think that, you know, we accomplished a significant amount of our platform. We're really proud of that,
folks. I was just joking.
I sometimes, you know, it is amazing, like, when you ask to do something here, like, when we want, I'll just make this up, when we want to get, like, a chair, it takes months. sitting chair, it takes months, because they got to go through here, and they got to get this process approved, and then they got to go locally source it, and they can't locally source it, and then they got to... Got to come from, you know, the Suez Canal. That's backed up, you know, like,
the red tape.
Lots
of red tape.
A lot of red tape.
Lots of bureaucrats.
Yes.
But, you know, we try to push through that as best we can, but it is tough.
So, clearly, you've had to find some allies along the way. Mm-hmm. That people who rallied to your side and, you know, wanted to be your shock troops implementing your new plans and designs for the student body. Who are some of those people that kind of all of a sudden jumped on the bandwagon and you maybe want to say thank you to, or you're indebted to, for all the stuff they did?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely people who, even from the start when we were running our campaign, who have really been pitching in on the student side. And chief of that is Colette Doyle. She's our chief of staff. She lives in Johnson family. So, you know, swanky hotel she's living in. But, you know, the culture doesn't compare to Stead's. But she's done a tremendous job, and she really is the brains behind the operation. You know, we're just the faces. And I've always been told I have a great face for radio. So. So she's definitely first and foremost on my mind. In terms of administrators, I think Father Jerry Ollinger, he's the VP of Student Affairs. He's done a tremendous job, really has facilitated a lot of our success. And I'll turn it over to Aiden if he's got some more names for
sure.
Us.
I think one of the things that I've been really proud of over the course of our administration is that we've had really positive relationships with administrators. Mm-hmm. You know, campus dining, we're able to establish food committees with them. The dining hall is always a subject of debate. It always will be. And, you know, but we were able to kind of establish weekly connections with them, and simple things like, hey, can you guys put coffee out all day? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and they're like, yeah, of course. We just didn't know students wanted that. So I think opening kind of channels of communication has been wonderful. I'd also be run amiss if we didn't kind of thank all of our directors from our over 20 departments and just the work that they've done for no pay, really no thanks a lot of the time. Every time, you know, there's an event that they largely planned and we facilitated, it's like, oh, thanks, Daniel, for doing this event, or thanks, Aiden, for doing this event. And really, they did the bulk of the work.
This is true.
And I think, you know, it's really been amazing to see their growth throughout the year. And none of what we did would have been possible without the work of them.
Wow. So, Nikolai, what I hear them saying is that they could count on the solid support of St. Ed's.
Yes.
That's what I'm hearing.
We are a large contingency on this campus.
You know what I would say is, like, you don't have to state the obvious. That's what you should have said. But that's okay. Now, is it true that you are precluded from running again? Are there term limits here?
You know, I'm gonna go on the air and debunk that myth.
Whoa!
We could have run again, but we decided that our talents would better be served instead.
In our
This was the key.
You know, thank you. We want you back. We want that talent. Thank you so very much.
Of course.
For, you know, we could only share you so much. You know, but we need you back here. You know?
We need these great ideas back in
the
hall.
Yeah, we need great ideas. You know, I if I could have voted for you guys, I would have voted for you. not just because you guys were from Stead's, but, you know, you were fighting for Freshberry Friday.
Mm-hmm.
That's
you
true.
Know? And you know, something we got. It's
FBF.
Something we got.
Mm-hmm. FBF.
FBF.
This is true.
You know, that's my type of thing I can get behind.
Oh, yes.
Because, you know, berries, you know, have all those antioxidants, stops the free radicals.
Should have been a bio major.
You can never start too early. You can never start too early. Is there, you know, what is something that people don't know that a student body president and vice president do? You know, I always make fun of you. You go into wine and cheese parties, you know, in the 16th floor of the library, mm-hmm. you know, or the dome or whatever it is. It's just always party. You know, sit in a meeting and
shake some hands.
You know, I think this. Well, I think that. Okay, you know, and call it a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's something you guys do? You know, that, oh my gosh, I can't believe that. You know, they do that. They, you know, they have to. You have to go to. I don't know. Stop. I'll stop.
Yeah, I think one of the coolest things that we get to do as you know, the three of us, student body president, vice president, chief of staff, is we get to talk directly to the board of trustees, which is really fantastic. Oh. We get to give a
holy of holies.
That's right. True. That's right. You know, we get to give a presentation to them actually twice, one in the fall and one in the spring. And it's on a topic really of our own choice.
Oh, wow. Well, what was your presentation on?
Yeah, well, I'm glad you asked, Father. You know, it's on a really important issue, we felt. You know, there's all a lot of talk about, you know, Notre Dame not being a competitive place. And I think that that is true in a lot of aspects. You know, like, I've heard stories at, like, schools at, like, you know, Berkeley or, like, back home where people are, you know, taking your notes, scribbling all over your notes, like, horrible, horrible stories. That doesn't really happen here at Notre Dame. But Notre Dame, I think, we think, has a little bit of another endemic problem, it being a comparative environment.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas all the time you're looking at, what is, you know, what is Andy doing? Oh, my gosh, Andy's volunteering at the hospital. I'm not volunteering at the hospital. I need to go do that to catch up to Andy.
Yeah.
And, you know, that can be kind of damaging to the formative aspect of a student. And that was kind of what we wanted to point out to the board, is that, you know, there's some ways that we can kind of mitigate that as on a university level and also on a student level, so that people, when they're here, they're really focused on, who am I going to be as a person, as opposed to, I need to fill up my resume with a million things just to compete in the job market. And it's a dangerous kind of, you know, idea that kind of perpetuates.
So this is kind of like violating the 11th commandment, thou shalt not compare.
That's precisely what it is.
And that happens, you know, all the time. It happens in life. And especially in a place like this, you know, where you're at a formative age where, you know, you want to make sure, like, you're progressing. And how do you judge progression? Well, you look to someone else as a standard.
Sure.
And then that's where all of a sudden the anxiety, that's where all the depression comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we kind of go sideways. But I like that a lot.
Yeah, and I think a big part of it is our worry is that this could potentially carry on past a student's time at Notre Dame. You know, you get to age 40. Oh, like Aiden was saying, Andy. Now Andy's got a giant beach house on Madeira Beach, you know? Do I need a beach house? You know, and it's this constant cycle of comparison that we're really worried about. And like you said, Father, it's a really formative time for our students, and we have to make sure we're putting them on the right track.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I know that you helped the campus get on the right track on a variety of things. Is there anything that you wish you had more time to work on to bring about some better change here on campus? And you got to leave out the Grubhub starships. Getting rid of those. Okay, that's on my list. I'll take care of that. One Grubhub starship
at a time.
Is there something else like, oh gosh, you know, like, if we only had, you know,
one more year,
you know, another term.
Yeah, I think one of the things that we ran into some unanticipated roadblocks on is we really wanted to get a ride service or an Uber partnership going for the campus students, whether it is they were, you know, going off campus to volunteer or didn't have a car on campus to go do those activities.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people have internships off campus or volunteer off campus. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we did during our term was establish like a volunteer database that we put on our website, which is really cool. So like anyone can go to the student government website and find like about 50 plus different places that accept volunteers or are looking for volunteers. But if you can't get to those places, then it's really no use.
Right.
So we really wanted to find a way. And, you know, we didn't realize, like, the liability that was going to go into that. We're getting involved with general counsel
Management.
We're just driving someone somewhere, you know, and we're getting six different hoops to jump through. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, when you're in this role, you need to kind of get the ball rolling. And that's all you can do during your time. You need to kind of get the conversation started. And then, you know, that kind of has a ripple effect into really bringing formative change. And that's one of the things, like, if we did have an extra time, I think we'd be able to really, like, hit that hard and get the ball rolling faster. And we plan to kind of do that as well in kind of these last few months and pass that on to our...
That's okay. You went right. My next question was, these a bit like footballs that you can kind of pass on to
and the
next...
And that's the goal, right?
Precisely.
Gotcha. That's absolutely the goal.
So, like, you know, you started the cathedral, but you'll never see it actually completed.
Sure. And that's...
But you know it's continuing to be...
Right. It's like La Sagrada Familia. You know? I mean, 200 years ago they started it, and it's going to be complete soon.
Yes.
So.
Well, that's so Gaudi.
You know me, Father. You know me.
That's right. Rome wasn't built in a day, and you know the ride service also wasn't built in a day.
Not a year even.
One last question here. I don't want to. I know you have your responsibilities as much as must attend to another cheese party.
Surely,
it's that witching hour for cheese parties.
That's how we got the Chardonnay, the Cabernet, the Pinot flowing.
Yeah, 5 o'clock somewhere.
Question: Was there any moment like, oh gosh, I felt so embarrassed? You know, I stuck my foot in my mouth, or you know, I called Father John, you know, Father Bill, or you know, some wrong name. Is there something like, oh gosh, I felt so embarrassed by? Because you know, like the president falls down, the president sure. has a gaffe, you know, it has a Freudian slip or something.
Freudian slip.
That's a mental thing, okay.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm trying to think.
Yeah, me too.
Folks, you know what? You're probably not going to get an answer. We're not going to get an answer because these guys are just too well-polished.
Which might be a bad thing.
Well, I think it's a good thing. It just says we're turning out a great product here at St. Ed's.
We sure are.
That's right. The people, we know it, and the people know it too, and they voted them in office. And if we could have, we would have, and we would have voted you right back in.
Thank you,
so,
Father.
Guys, you know, we've been trying to get Nikolai... these two on the podcast for over a year. You know, wow. Once they got elected, then they'd be like, can't touch them. They became like, you know, the sacred cows, you know, and they were really wine and dine. But, you know, they were able to make a special appearance, and we're very grateful for that. So,
of course.
So thank you for all that you have done and all that you will do and you continue to do for the campus and for St. Ed's.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you so much for having us.
My vice president.
We're very much looking forward to bringing our talents back to St. Ed's.
Yes, we are.
It's become a place where, you know, we're always out and about. It's become a place of slumber, but we want to be here during the day hours as well.
This is where our allegiance lies.
That's what we like to hear.
My heart melts. Well, thank you so much for coming on. Thank you, guys. Don't you like those two?
Oh, my gosh. Just amazing.
I know. I'm so sad that we had to share them with others in on campus.
It's about time we get them back.
I know. It's overdue.
It's overdue.
Maybe we could charge campus like a fee or something, like a Stead's handling fee or something.
At the very least. I mean, they are truly impressive.
Yes, they are. Well, I think it's now time for some good news and weather with Nikolai. Nikolai!
Got some good news this week.
Oh, what's that great time?
So, you know, I was scrolling through the academic buildings as one does as a advanced junior student, and I walked into the science building, and you will not believe.
No, what is that? The Newland?
The Jordan Hall of Science.
Oh, the Jordan
Hall. So the nice brand new building, and they have a 26-foot taxidermy giraffe has just been installed in the hallway.
Wow.
So this is bizarre, but you know, here the good news in that is twofold. Okay. One.
Wait, hold up. I'm sorry. Let me just get this. I'm trying to get the imagery right. So, is this a giraffe with four legs, or
they've got the two legs and it's into a wall?
Okay, so they got two legs.
And so it's like half the body.
Half the body of the giraffe. Okay, the posterior.
The posterior. The caboose. Okay,
the caboose. The dairy air. So anyway, they got half a giraffe.
Half a 26-foot giraffe
sticking out of a wall.
Sticking out of a wall.
In Jordan.
Yes. And it like towers over, so the whole neck like is a crane over you. So it's a sight to behold.
Yeah.
And they're doing a competition to name this giraffe, to forever name whatever it could possibly be. And for a grand total prize of, get this, $75.
Well, could I pay $75 and name it?
You know, it's a sight to see. And it's not just one giraffe, though.
Oh.
They ordered 88 different taxidermied birds, mammals, and I don't even know what else, but it was a whole new collection was imported in.
Well, maybe I don't know if it was something they bought as much as it was stored. Because I think some of these things Father John Zahm might have shot up in the Amazon. I'm very serious. He went down there.
Really?
He went down the Amazon with Teddy Roosevelt and they went hunting.
Wow, that doesn't happen every day.
Everyone focuses on their falling out and Father John Zahm getting dumped in the middle of the Amazon and having to come home because the president went on without him. But he also shot up a bunch of things and I think brought him back. So maybe these are the... I'll have to do some research and find that out.
Ooh, how interesting.
But I would say, you know, I would, you know what, I'd like to offer a name.
Ooh, yes.
My name would be Joffrey.
Joffrey.
Jeffrey or Joffrey. Jeffrey.
Jeffrey the giraffe.
Jeffrey the giraffe, who also used to be from Toys R Us. Again, I am, who was a giraffe, and again, I'm dating myself. It's a chain that died out before your time, and it was a toy store. All it was a mega toy store. I mean, aisles upon aisles aisles of toys. And it was this giraffe, and everyone loved Jeffrey the giraffe.
Jeffrey the giraffe, and he's making an appearance. Jordan Hall of Science.
Okay, wow.
Check it out.
Well, what would you recommend as a name?
I kept trying to think, and I'm like, what puns could I shove into this? What thing of being tall? I couldn't really put a name down. I wanted to go like Spotty or something. I mean, he's got a lot of spots. Tall spots. I don't know. I'm still...
Yeah, you
chewing on it.
You know what? I would say crockpot that. Yeah, it's not done. Okay, next part.
So we've also, this is the big week of the Kenan review.
Oh.
So it's back for its 47th year, and you will not believe what time I got in line for a Thursday take. So there's three showings, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and there's this myth that they say all the best jokes get cut out after Thursday. I don't really believe it, but I still want it Thursday anyway. And so I got in line at 1:25 p.m. Tickets were distributed at 4. So it was a big... I would say it was not worth 3 hours wait, but it was good. It was worth a 15-minute wait.
Wow.
So
it wasn't a bad show.
It was not a bad show. It was worth it.
Did make fun of Steds?
Steds did have their... Every year there's one joke about how small we are, which... isn't even that true anymore. I don't know what happened maybe 10 years ago or 20 years ago.
No, it's the land of giants.
It's the land. It's actually scary.
I don't like being around these guys, folks, because you know why? Because I'm always the valley.
So, and you know what? And even another point is we are so tall that risk management had to increase our railings on the staircase.
That's true.
We're that tall.
Yeah. So, okay, whatever, Kenan. Cheap joke.
we're moving on.
Move on.
So, bigger and better than before. And one last thing, which I thought is big time, is the water machines. I've reported on this before.
Okay.
And they have finally hired, and they went out of service. They didn't go local. They had to get a specialty mechanic to come in to repair these water machines. And they are finally have worked for good. So it took them a good maybe 5 weeks because we were repairing it. We're repairing it. It broke. So it's back. It's fully operational. And boy, the water might be too cold.
Oh, get out.
So,
get out.
Good problems to have. Life is nice. And yeah, our good news is plentiful on this campus.
Wow. You know, who knew? Who knew? You know, I know we have hard water, but now we have cold hard water.
Yes.
Well, that's some good news.
It sure is.
That's good news. Well, how about some weather?
Ooh, the weather's also good news.
Weather with Nikolai.
People are out there studying, enjoying, frolicking on the quads. It's 60 degrees today, but later at the end of the week, it'll be 50s, lows in the 30s, but a lot of sun. Out of 7 days with sun.
Well, you know what? You know what we call that?
A miracle.
A winning week.
Oh, yes. It's a recipe for success.
Well, there we go. Well, that's been good news and weather with Nikolai. Nikolai, thank you. Nikolai, it's that time of the show.
It's that time of the show. You know, we've had an incredible show this time around.
Very presidential.
Very. You know, I'm starting a theme with President's Day a couple weeks ago. Yeah. All president theme.
I feel like I should have had a John Philip Sousa march or something, or Hail to the Chief.
Hail to the Chief.
Maybe I should have saved some of those cherry pies.
If only.
I know. I didn't have the foresight.
I
should enroll in Mendoza the foresight class.
You don't want to take that class. But, you know, they never tell a lie, just like George Washington and campus. They have done a phenomenal job.
Smooth talkers. And smooth talkers with a vision and a heart.
That's the key.
That is. You know, and they're really about the people.
Oh, yeah. That's what Father Soren dreamed of.
Yeah, well, they're the realization of that. So... we got to say thank you to our guests. We have to say thank you to our president, Aidan Tompkins, and, you know, reflecting on his presidency, as well as his sharing of his debilitating post-mullet syndrome, where he's getting over that. He'll make a full recovery, no doubt. And we got to say thank you to President Young and Vice President Reznor, student body government. Wow, who knew that such a little hall could do so much for a big campus? And thanks to them, Steds is on the map. So we also want to say thank you to you. Thank you for the good news and weather. And being the co-host here, I'm always glad to have you at the side. I feel better. You know, I may not have a wingman in the back of my head,
but I have a wingman on my side. So thank you. And folks, thank you to you for listening. If you like these stories, well, the good news is we're going to have more stories next week for you. So you can find us on iTunes or Spotify in the Red Room. That's where you're going to hear all these great stories. I'm Father Ralph with my co-host Nikolai, and all of this has happened in the Red Room.